We got to get to my buddy Steve, WJR senior sports analyst Steve Courtney, here with some words on the Lions and who they're looking at as the draft gets closer. Hey, Steve.
Hello again, my friends. This chat brought to you by the wonderful folks at Bill Brown Ford, located here in Livonia. Your Detroit Tigers begin the 2023 campaign this Thursday. Bill Brown Ford and, of course, my good friend Matt Garko are stepping up to the plate once again with their True View inventory. Bill Brown Ford, hitting for the cycle each and every day. Shop their True View inventory at BillBrownFord.com today. Indeed, the 2023 NFL Draft going on April 27th through the 29th in Kansas City, Missouri. Your Lions with selections number 6 and 18 in the first round. Now, Lions letting it be known that they will host Georgia defensive tackle Jalen Carter, one of, as it turns out, the most polarizing prospects in this year's draft. He is widely considered to be one of, if not the most talented players guy in the draft, but certainly his stock has taken a hit recently due to questions about his work ethic and other character concerns. Now, a little refresher here, he pleaded no contest to misdemeanor counts of reckless driving and racing in connection with a January 15th accident that killed one of his teammates and a Georgia football staffer. He reportedly showed up 9 pounds overweight to his pro day, then, to make matters worse, could not finish drills in front of scouts. Now, ESPN analyst Todd McShay referenced more character concerns, specifically his locker room demeanor back in December when Carter was considered the possible first overall pick. Lions general manager Brad Holmes saying today at the NFL's annual spring meeting, the team leaves absolutely no stone unturned when it comes to evaluating characteristics in the draft. The quote, honestly, you've heard me preach intangibles since day one, and I'm a firm believer still that intangibles are the separators of success. Now, Holmes did not attend Georgia Pro Day, where Carter huffed his way through position drills due to scheduling conflicts, but he also said this, football character is probably the biggest thing in terms of your passion for the game, your mental toughness, leadership, work ethic, and accountability, so they'll be able to vet him a little bit better when they're meeting face-to-face. That's the way it works, Guy.
Yeah, this sounds like a young man that's in pretty deep crisis there, Steve. Is no one coming, intervening on his behalf?
Well, you know, as I mentioned, Todd McShay, the fine analyst from ESPN, he tweeted a while ago that Jalen Carter had some potential character issues. And he caught a lot of flack about that.
Yeah.
You would seem, because of the recent headlines, he might have been vindicated. But this is nothing new when it comes to drafting out of the NFL draft, Guy. There's a lot that goes into it because there's so much at stake. You do not want to waste a draft pick, in particular, 6 or 18 in the first round. So they'll do their homework on Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I've got confidence in that. Steve, thanks so much.
All right, Guy, have a great afternoon, my friend.
And we thank you for joining us tomorrow. We're going to tackle this thing about Dana Nessel taking your permanent tax cut away. We'll get into that and much more. Whatever the news brings, we'll have it for you tomorrow on The Guy Gordon Show. Take care.